7:39. Donald Trump has again denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a columnist in the 1990s, saying, "She's not my type." Miss Carroll, aged 75, made the allegations in the New York magazine last Friday. Let's get more from Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Simon, all rather sleazy, this, isn't it? Particularly, the allegations are sleazy enough, but when he then describes her as not my type.
Yes, I mean, the allegations are brutal, Ian. They were made in a New York magazine article that hit newsstands at the very end of last week. E. Jean Carroll, a fixture on the New York social scene, a journalist, columnist for Elle magazine. She used to be the host of a sex and advice TV show here in the United States, claiming that back in the middle 1990s, she thinks 1995 or 1996, she was brutal. Physically assaulted by Donald Trump in a dressing room of a New York department store. She told friends about the attack at the time. The department store in question says it does not have any surveillance video to support or to disprove her allegations. This is what President Trump said on Saturday in the immediate aftermath of that magazine article's publication.
"I have no idea who she is. What she did is it's terrible. What's going on? So it's a total false accusation, and I don't know anything about her."
Problem with that is that there are pictures, at least one picture, of Donald Trump engaged in a conversation with Miss Carroll that was taken in New York at some point during the 1990s. And many people who know both Donald Trump and E. Jean Carroll say that it is highly unlikely that they would never have crossed paths given their respective prominence in Manhattan at the time. So last night, in an interview with the Hill newspaper, President Trump made a further attempt to disparage Ms. Carroll's story, saying, first of all, she's not my type. Secondly, it never happened. And it's that first claim, she's not my type, that has rankled so many people as they have observed all of this, because it's not the first time President Trump has used that kind of language to disparage the now numerous accusers who say that he assaulted them. Here's a clip of Donald Trump on the U.S. election campaign trail in late 2016, shortly after a flight attendant by the name of Jessica Leeds said that she had been assaulted by President Trump many years ago.
"When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, 'I don't think so. She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.' Man. You don't know. That would not be my first choice."
Now, of course, Ms. Carroll, who is trying to sell a book in which these allegations are contained, is reveling in the fact that Donald Trump is going to such great lengths over the last few hours once again to try and undercut her claims. This is what she had to say to Anderson Cooper on CNN last night.
"I love that I'm not his type. He also called Miss Universe fat. Miss Piggy, I think he called her. Miss Universe, one of the most beautiful women in the solar system, and he called her fat. He denies, he turns it around, he threatens any attacks."
It's worth making the point, Ian, that there are now so many women who claim that at various points over the last several years they were assaulted by President Trump that the media here can't even agree on how many separate accusations he's facing. They range from 14 to 26, depending on which news source you take a look at. It's also worth making the point that while many political observers wonder if Donald Trump's approach to all of this isn't further damaging his standing with those all-important female voters in the November 2020 presidential election, his backers say, well, he weathered all sorts of similar storms during the 2016 campaign and went on to become president. Do any of these claims, when they're made, actually make any kind of a dent?
It's amazing how time to run a business, isn't it?
It is, really extraordinary.
Now, he's also got a new press secretary.
He has got a new press secretary, Stephanie Grisham. She has been the communications director and senior advisor for First Lady Melania Trump. She is going to be taking over, we learnt within the last couple of hours, from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And as Veteran listeners will know we can't mention Sarah Huckabee Sanders without also pointing out that she conceded under oath that often she would make stuff up behind the podium at the White House. That podium at the White House is now so unused, it's covered in dust. The briefing room at the White House has literally got cobwebs growing inside it. One of the big questions now is whether Stephanie Grisham, fiercely loyal to the Trumps, a woman who herself has misled reporters on numerous occasions about the activities of Melania Trump, will she at any point find herself standing with regularity behind that podium? Are press briefings here going to start up once again, or is this going to remain a one-man Donald Trump show in which, to all intents and purposes, he acts as his own press secretary?
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.